How are you?
I'm Savage. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
So I'm Travis.
I'm Ryan.
Ryan, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Now tell me who you're with. Get the VIP pass. I'm very interested.
Yeah, so I'm a content creator. I got invited here to kind of promote it. This is my first time here. Just transitioned out of the military last month. Last month, yeah. So this is my first convention. And
what branch?
Army.
Army? What did you do in the Army?
I was an engineer.
Okay.
Yeah. So got out last month, and this is my first convention, and just kind of showcasing and promoting, vlogging, and
This is why Military Creator Con was created.
Yeah.
You know, how cool is it that you just got out of the military, and, you know, when I got out, there was nothing like this.
Right.
I went down to the VFW or American Legion. It's like, we don't want you here.
Right.
But you're welcome here. Welcome, Ryan.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's kind of surreal, you know, and I'm very fortunate. I'm very blessed to have the opportunity just now to transition out and do this full time, going to events and being able to showcase like-minded people, small businesses, entrepreneurs is something that I'm very passionate about. We have 2.5 million followers across our platform, and then I have 30 or 40 other influencers that are underneath us that we have a little over 30 million followers combined, and we just kind of go through and help out veterans and business owners and entrepreneurs and showcase and spotlight our community opposed to everything else.
So were you doing this before you got out of the Army?
I was, yeah. So I've been doing it for about 5 years now. And the last 2 years, we started really taking off, taking it serious, and transitioned into it full time.
So there's all kinds of people telling me that, hey, just give me $500 and I can give you 5 million subscribers. Like, how at a high level, how does it work?
I would say the connection and the networking is a lot of it, but just being real and authentic is what I found is the best value. The way that I'm able to storytell and project that throughout the followers and being able to showcase it, not just taking any brand deal or promoting anything on social media just for a dollar. I've stayed away from that. So I've been able to build an audience that's really authentic and real, like-minded people. And once I make a video or push something out, it's kind of surreal that they do what they do with the algorithm and the views and stuff.
It sounds like you're attracted to stories with a purpose.
For sure. Yeah, I came from nothing. I lived in Macquarie County, Kentucky. I grew up dirt poor. My dad, he was a drug addict and alcoholic, joined the military, and just had Hot Magazine write about me last year. Net worth hit $1 million. So that was a stepping stone coming from nothing. And it's just something that I take a lot of pride in, being able to help other people along the way. You see a lot of these influencers upcoming that will do anything and everything to make a dollar. And I've kind of steered away from that and showcase that you can come from nothing and still be valuable, have that purpose and mindset behind that mission.
Now tell us again, what's the name of your company?
Still Standing.
Still Standing.
Still Standing. Yeah.
That kind of goes into your whole you know, method, you know.
Yeah.
Hard childhood, still standing.
Yep.
Going to military, still standing.
Yep.
Get out and you're still standing.
Yep.
Here at Military Career Con, and he's still standing. I think that's important because, again, a lot of veterans get out and they kind of lose that still standing aspect of their lives. They lose that savageness they had, but you've maintained it. Was that just a purpose thing you did, Ryan?
I think so. And the mindset behind it is that purpose, I can adapt and put that wherever I want to focus on, whether it be whether it be family oriented, whether it's the military. I've always been mission driven. And as long as I have that purpose and that vision inside, I'm always willing to go that extra mile. A lot of people, once they transition that I've spoke with, you know, been on several different podcasts, they lose that vision because they are wrapped up behind an identity of just one thing. And I've been able to put that identity under an umbrella of multiple things. And I think that's what keeps me going. You know, there's so many like-minded people here that are veterans, entrepreneurs, and they have that vision. And that's my purpose and the mission that I keep chasing is just what's next and something to look forward to.
So you're here now. How can people connect with your company, you, and what you do?
Yep. They can find me on social media on every platform under Mr. Griffiths. The business is still standing, and shoot us a DM, hit me on our emails or anything, and they'll be able to reach out and find us.
Now, Ryan, the most important question, last question.
Yeah.
Wildcats or Cardinals?
Oh, Wildcats all the way.
SEC guy?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
All right,
all
right.
Big blue, baby.
Had to make sure. Lays Ryan here with me on the Ecamm live show for Military Career Con. Ryan, what an amazing story of still standing and then creating your path before you got out of the military. Thank you so much.
I really appreciate you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
At militarycreatorcon.com.
Great XQ. Roger.